Ernie Neff was able to get some reactions of a few growers attending the luncheon put on by Florida Citrus Mutual near Wauchula. One of those was grower Vic Story.
Well, I was put in 103, so I thought there was a little better crop than some did. Didn't quite expect that number. I think the trees that are being well cared for have a good crop, but there's a lot of folks that are just kind of coasting, and their size on their fruit is small, and not as much. So and we've had to remove a lot of trees the last year from blight and some greening. So it's a little higher than I expected.
And, of course, Vic, as we saw last year and the previous year, what actually we wind up with after fruit drop doesn't necessarily mean we get what we got today, does it?
Right. No, it doesn't. In fact, you know, the last 2 years we've ended up with a crop that I don't know the percentages, but it's significantly less than the October estimate. Now, that being said, as a grower, I hope we don't have that kind of drop this year. But to not expect some drop would probably be unrealistic.
And here is what grower and nurseryman Phil Rux had to say.
Ernie, it's optimistically high, which we always will take. That instills some optimism as well for people to hopefully still have a better price. The volume's still there to meet the market, and that'll increase people to plant more citrus and work through this HLB.
Did the number surprise you?
It surprised me very much. I estimate it'd be probably a little bit lower than that, probably by 5 to 8%, but that's a good surprise though.
And here are comments from Duke Chadwell, General Manager of the Citrus Administrative Committee, on the October citrus forecast numbers.
Ernie, the fresh forecast that was delivered today by the USDA, in my opinion, is good news for the fresh industry. Grapefruit was about where we were last year. With the quality of the crop, I think that we may ship as much grapefruit fresh this year as we did last year. Orange numbers and even the specialty look, in my opinion, promising for the upcoming fresh fruit season.
To see those numbers and more, just go to our website at southeastagnet.com. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.